call number to call, I'm going to put it on the screen for you if you have any questions, is 657-383-1755. Then on your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. So if you have any questions, the number to call again is 657-383-1755. And then press 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let me know you have questions. If no one has any more questions, folks, we'll end this stream hour early and wish you all a great evening. And I'll be back with you, of course, next Thursday night with another freedom topic that you'd be interested in hearing about. So let's see. Looks like we have nobody with questions tonight. Not a very popular question, perhaps. Okay. Well, folks, since it looks like the presentation answered all your questions, I'm going to give one more chance to everybody who may have a question. The number to call if you have questions is 657-383-1755. And on your telephone pad, be sure to press 1. That will let me know you have a question. 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a caller from area code 207, followed by a caller from area code 903. Okay? So, all right. And also another caller we have from area code 917. Okay? Let's take you all one at a time. Call from area code 207. All of you, give me your first name first, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question. Call from area code 207. You're up.
Don, and I've been with Freedom Law School for over 20 years.
You've been with us for over 20 years, or you followed us for 20 years?
I've been with you for over 20 years. I'm an affiliate.
Oh, well, Don, you know that, by the way. As a Restore Freedom Plan member, you get unlimited consultations. All your questions are answered to your satisfaction. And for my friends, you don't have to ask a question here in this forum if you don't want to. But if you want to ask a question here, that's fine too, my friend. It's your choice.
Well, I actually called the office a couple of days ago, and I decided I would ask a question here on the forum, so because I think a lot of people are faced with the same dilemma that I am. Businesses online now, PayPal and Stripe are asking you for some EIN numbers or social security numbers because of the pay beyond $600 or more.
Okay.
Is there a way around it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
There is no quick, easy way around it. However, the important point for you to know, Don, is that it doesn't matter. IRS doesn't even use that information to come after people. In fact, let me go to our website that I can show you on our steps. I'm going to show you how you're going to like this answer. On our website, go to seven steps, and
yeah.
Then go below that, start at seven steps, and then let's go down some more to step three. The step three is where I have this video that IRS is mostly bluff. They're bluffing you to believe that just because PayPal and Stripe and others are sending a 1099 to the IRS about you, that they're going to get you. But that's a myth. Okay? So what you want to do is when you get to step three, click on this video here. Then click on the topic at the top of the line is right there at the topic. And that takes you directly to the video that you see it on Odyssey. Odyssey is the most YouTube-looking kind of a platform. Because, as you know, we're telling the truth, and YouTube cut us out. So here it is, folks. I'm going to show you. This is a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, a significantly reduced automated Substance for Return program negatively affected collection and filing compliance. This is non-filers, okay? IRS is not coming after non-filers. It came out in September 2017. And in this, and there's another video, by the way, by TICTA. High-income non-filers own billions of dollars are not being worked by the Internal Revenue Service. Don, all of you, what you want to do is use the seven steps. Educate yourself with these seven steps on our website, okay? I'm going to go over this one for you briefly, okay? So here you see this one came out, this particular report, a little bit later in 2020, okay? And these reports show IRS is collapsing. On the top left, you see IRS in 2019 used to come after non-filers, about a million. And bottom right, in 2016, it collapsed from about a million to less than 1,000. They're not using the 1099 information that is, you know, given to them by third parties. This is back in 2009. And see, and they collapsed. And this is amazing. This is 2016. The difference between 25,000, 24,000, all the non-filers they came after, even though they had 1099 information from PayPal, Stripe, whoever else about you. So it doesn't matter. Go on. Enjoy your life, my friend.
So,
any questions?
So, yeah, so if they ask for a number, they won't pay you until you give them some kind of a number. So in other words, you set the business up.
Go ahead and pay them. Give them for right now a number. If you have a number, give it to them for right now. It's, you know, it's not end of the world. I'd rather you not have a number, don't have to give it to them. But at this point,
right,
I do not have a solution to have them pay you without a number.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, all right. Well, it takes care of my question.
Very good. Thank you, Don, for your question. My
Thank
friend,
you
could call my office about that. And they should have helped you. That I'm sorry they had you call here. As a Restore Freedom Plan member, you get... Huh?
No, that's okay. I'll be calling the office tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, you get a limited consultation, remember. You know, if my freedom activists are not able to answer your question adequately, then a question comes to me. Okay?
Right.
All right, Don. Thank you for your question. Call for record 903, then 917-991-10 are next. Call for record 903, give me a first name. I heard about it, and then the question, please.
You called for the 903?
Yes.
Okay. It made a weird sound. I couldn't hear saying. I apologize for that. I'm John. I heard about you. I was just kind of, you know, following one of the wormholes inside of the internet and just came across it, and it kind of answered some things I was looking for, anyways. So I had a couple of quick questions here. So my wife receives a Social Security disability. She receives that money, right? What's the ramifications of something like that? If she's receiving that, is that play a factor of any sort?
Nope.
Right. Now, I'll say this. I haven't, you know, she's not 100% on board with the whole Freedom Law School thing yet. That's not happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
So if she says, yeah, you know what, I'm just not going to do it, is there a problem filing where she would file herself and then I wouldn't, I would be part of the Freedom Law School? Would that also be a problem?
Nope.
Okay. All right. One, well, actually two more, but that, see, we're making them quick. It's easy yes and no's. I have a company. I'm getting ready to sell it. And when I sell the company, I'm going to basically walk away from that one. I'm going to begin a different company doing something completely different. And is that something that basically I could get guidance as far as how I kind of go after that one? Is that something that you guys would help with, or possibly as a student, if I were to be, you know, to be a student or.
Yes, you get guidance on that also. Your voice cuts in and out for some reason. Just so you know. But yes, we guide you to that process.
There's a big, There's a big thunderstorm behind me, so it's making a lot of noise. I apologize.
No problem.
And then one last thing. So, and I'm sure this is not a big problem at all, but both my wife and I received VA money for the disability from the VA, right? But that's not taxed at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also, I'm guessing, not a problem. Is it, the reason I say that is because I know it was like, you know, if you work directly for the government, well, it's like I don't, but we do get money from them. So I didn't know how to play that side of it.
Well, even though disability and Social Security do come from federal government, but federal government exempts it. So they could tax
it. Well, they exempt the VA.
But the
she still gets taxed on
it.
The SSD.
What's that?
She still gets taxed on the income, the Social Security disability income. She still is taxed on that.
Okay. File and pay for that. But not the rest of your income.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's really all I had as far as question wise. I'm, I'll talk with her, see if we can't get something started going. I'm going to get started with y'all, but it's probably going to be about a month or so away before I get all that in action and moving the way I want it to. So,
okay.
I mean, I've already talked to a couple of your guys, and I appreciate you, what you're doing. So thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you for your question. Let's go to the next caller already. Area code 917 caller, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
You're welcome, my friend. And if you have a question, let's go to the next caller already. Area code 917 caller.
Turn
first
your
name,
computer down because I hear myself an echo on your computer.
Your question, please.
And go to announce your first name, my friend.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you? Hello, my name is Gabriela.
Okay, Gabriela. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Hold on. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay.
How did you hear about Freedom Law School, Gabriela?
Stu Peters.
Very good.
Yes.
And how may I help you, Gabriela?
Yes. How are you? I called your office last year because that was the first year that I didn't follow with the taxes, and I sent extension last year. So I don't know what to do this year. This is going to be the second time, and I don't know what to do. I don't know if I have to send another extension or just leave it like that. What do you suggest?
Well, I suggest you follow our seven-step plan to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Let me take you to it because it's right there on the front page. You go to the bottom and you click on the arrow that you see at the bottom of the page. And here's the seven steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. Now, step one is arm yourself with the law. Step two is realize IRS is mostly bluff. Step five is write to your lawmaker. I'm sorry, step three, I forgot. Step two is end filing of income tax forms. Step four, take courage from our victories. Step five is critical. Have you written your lawmakers about the law yet or no?
No, I haven't because I thought I would put myself on the spot. So I haven't done that part.
No, no. They cannot, in America, your right to complain to government is the most paramount right up there. The entire First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that guarantees your right to free speech, to associate with like-minded people, to assemble with them, to publish material, to practice your religion. All those are there to be able to protect your even higher right of cleaning up government corruption by complaining, by telling them, hey, you're not doing your job, government. Get your act together. You work for us. We don't work for you. You just got to have your attitude. I can tell you an immigrant, we have an accent like I'm from Iran. This is not Iran or where you came from. This is America. Okay, so your attitude is important. That they're going to punish you like in Iran if you complain about government. They come and up even harder. or where you came from. Not America. They cannot do that. You need to, you must take step five. This is all for free. Steps one through five are free. You can, should do it on your own. Everybody, no charge. Now steps six and seven, those are optional. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. But
okay.
Step one through five, you should do it. Step five is the last key part of the first five steps. Write your lawmakers about the law. File and pay income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income tax. All right? That's what you need to do as soon as possible.
All right. And then, so I'm going to do that as soon as possible, but I'm not going to do any extensions this year, right?
That's right. You don't need any more. Right.
Okay, and then another, I've been watching you for a long time, well, for like 2 years, and then I sent the exemption to my employer, but they disregarded it. They didn't even look at it. They say, we received, and that's it. And I said, please look at the exemption, and they didn't reply back to me without any answer.
The company you work for, how many employees approximately do they have? 100 people, 10,000 people? How big is the company?
I think I can maybe around 100. It's an agency, educational agency, and I probably they have like 100, 150. I don't know because I'm not in the office. I work on the site. So I'm on my own, so
well,
I'm not in the office.
You need to contact them. And tell them, hey, why are you ignoring my what I did? You got to follow the instructions on IRS's form. That W-4 exempt is done properly by following the instructions on IRS's W-4 form that IRS produced. You need to follow the law. The IRS tells you, look at the form, instructions. Some idiot just ignored it. You just got to follow up with that. Now, if you join us, Restore Freedom Plan Step 6, we can assist you with that process. Okay? However, if you want to do it on your own, you just got to follow up. You know, don't just let them ignore you. Follow up.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to thank you, too, for your hard work. I appreciate that you took my call today. And I'm a little nervous about the whole thing, but I'm here to keep fighting for freedom.
Gabrielle, where are you from?
I'm from Mexico, and I live in New York City, and that's the other thing. Like, I want to move away from here, but I don't know. I mean, I'm stuck.
You stuck? Can you afford
being here?
Why don't you just fly to Florida and stay, get a place out here? How much are you paying rent over there? How much are you making over there in New York?
Well, you see, with all this think about the job and everything, I was not working for a long time. And now they removed it recently, so I started working. And the rent, you know, I found a cheap place during the COVID, and I'm paying $1,800 for a small studio, no elevator, no laundry, no nothing.
And how much you make a month?
Right now, because I went back to work, I'm making little money now, but I want to take more students, but at the same time, I get so mad that they're taking the taxes from me, and then I'm a little in a conflict, emotional conflict running.
How much is your gross
conflict.
Monthly income? Give me your gross monthly income. I want to help you, Gabriella. Tell me how much is your gross monthly income.
Well, right now, because I just started, let's say, around...
Just right now, yes.
So that race, this new right now is like around maybe 2,000, 3,000, I don't know.
Well, 3,000 a month. You cannot eat with only $1,800 going to rent, you know, and you got to make $3,000 a month.
Yeah, I'm making little now because I just started going back to work. You see what I mean?
As Florida, you can get yourself a place for the rent of... If you have a room or you have an apartment on your own?
I have a studio.
Studio. For the studio here, you pay about half of that.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, in Central Florida.
I also mentioned that you said that Central Florida, one of your programs, and I heard you saying that you recommend Central Florida more than any other place in Florida.
Yes.
Can you explain that? Why? Can you explain that? Because I don't really know Florida.
Miami is the armpit of Florida. Too many New Yorkers came and made it another New York out of Miami. Not that bad, but, you know, it's kind of, it's way too dense. Tampa area is the best place in Florida. Orlando's starting to get a little too busy. But even Tampa or Orlando, you want to be outside in the suburbs or country suburbs. Freedom Law School is in the countryside of Tampa. So I suggest that. Folks, whenever you can, get back to nature, closer to nature in the country, close to cities is always best. We're not that far from Tampa, about 40 minutes. We're in the countryside still. Okay, so that's what you want to do. Come out here. Your cost of living will be far lower than you can actually start to live. So
join us, and
we'll help you with the moving out here too. Okay?
Hi, yeah,
Brooksville area.
Thank you so much.
Brooksville, Florida. Look it up. Look up on Craigslist. Okay, Craigslist in Tampa and see how much a studio goes in this area in Brooksville, Florida. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much for the information. I appreciate all of you do for us.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for calling and your interest in freedom. Yeah, Gabrielle. I wish you more success.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I keep in touch.
You are welcome. Bye-bye. We have a call from area code 347 after the call. We have from area code 910. So 910 caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Name is Gloria. I've been listening to you for a while. I heard about you on YouTube.
On YouTube? How long ago was that you came across us on YouTube?
About 2017, 2018.
Okay.
I've been listening to you for a while. And I tell everybody about the program.
Your voice cuts in and out. So get close to your phone. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm driving, just getting off work, and I'm in the car. Is that a problem?
Go ahead. What's in your mind, Gloria? How can I help you?
Okay, I've been listening for you a long time, and I have passed out some of the brochures. I don't know if anybody got in touch with you or not. But I got a question about Social Security. I don't know if you just answered that question on the guy that you had a few calls ago. But I'm about ready to start joining Social Security. Since I don't file taxes anymore, would I have to file Social Security?
They don't affect each other. They're two separate things. You can apply for Social Security as it is if you wanted to.
I would have to file if I get Social Security, right?
No, you don't.
I don't? Okay.
Nope.
Good. That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was my only question about Social Security. I've been meaning to get back on. But I do need some of those brochures.
Then call us. We will mail you as many of our brochures as you will. Do you have any brochures around here? Let me get one of these for you to show you. Hold on a second, guys.
Okay, I'll call it and have you send me some more.
You can call us, and we'll mail you as many of these brochures to hand out. Restore freedom.
Okay.
Drain the swamp.
Okay.
So this trifold, folks, two-sided, okay? You guys are welcome and encouraged to call us. We mail you as many as you want, okay? And on the back of it continues, and in the back, you'll see the center bottom here. You put your name and phone number here, okay?
Okay.
That way when they call and we ask them how you heard about us, they'll give you a name and number. You get credit for that. You get paid a referral bonus for telling people about us. So thank you for calling.
And I have stopped them from taking. They don't take taxes out on my check no more. So that's a blessing.
Great.
Stopped that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, Gloria.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a great evening. We have a call from area code 347, but before I get to you, let me put the call number on the screen one more time. If you have a question, the number to call is 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll take your call next after the call from your code 347. Give your first name, my friend. I heard about us, and then your question, please.
This is Fred. How you doing, Paymon?
Good, Fred.
I just want to get back to New York. Large corporations don't seem to
be
recognizing.
Fred, how did you hear about it?
Years ago. I think as far as back as maybe 2005.
Wow.
That's, yeah. You know, especially the march to Washington. You know, write the petition with Bob Schultz. Robert Schultz, that is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, wow, long time ago. Very good. All right.
Now, the politicians, I won't say any names, they are very silent when you write to them. You know, and this is obviously not a very good state. It's hostile towards this you know, this system that we, you know, as far as the law is concerned, they don't seem to, they seem to like turn a blind eye to it. But my question is that the agency, I'll just call it NYSDTF, the Department of Taxation, they seem to arbitrarily and capriciously impose sanctions, or not sanctions, but tax warrants on individuals without there being any notice of deficiency or any due process hearing. And in one of the statutes they use is they're not required to obtain a court order or judgment in order to take a person's, you know, pay, you know, or in order to just, you know, garnish what they have. And so I know there's a process, which I'm familiar with, but the thing is that they seem to be taking a different position, because whenever somebody raises an argument, they automatically say, oh, they're actually saying wages are not income argument. It has nothing to do with what you're saying. But that's pretty much how they seem to be challenging, you know, the law as it is written by Congress. And I just wanted to hear your take on it.
So what is your problem with them? What's the challenge you have with them with New York?
Say again?
So what is your problem with New York? What's going on with you? I'm not sure where you're getting with all the points you're making.
Okay. as far as basically what I'm getting at is the fact that the politicians are not listening to, you know,
yes,
the letters
I got
that we
that.
Sent.
So what's your question?
Mm-hmm.
What is your question, Fred?
So what would be an appropriate way of trying to compel them to respond, if at all?
At this time, we don't have enough people in our group to compel them to respond, unfortunately. But you don't need to have them respond to you. It's not necessary. You, again, all of you folks, you've got to take step 5 in the 7 steps. Write your lawmakers about the law. File and pay income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file income tax. Okay? It's that simple. And make that bigger. That's a start. You got to do that. Okay? Have you done that yet, Bobby, Fred?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So as long as you've done
that.
And
that's where they don't... And that's where they don't respond.
That's fine. You just don't file pay income tax. Now, New York and states are different because New York, for example, follows the federal law. your argument with them would be, look, I have no federal tax liability, and New York tax liability is based on my federal tax liability, which I have none. Therefore, I have no need to file or pay New York either. And you can do that on your own, or if you want to become a Restore Freedom Plan member and contribute to Restore Freedom, one of the benefits of that is that all these kind of situations that may come up, we can assist you and help you with that as well. But I don't have any simple answer, like make an answer, and you don't need to have an answer anyhow. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Pema. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Any other questions, Fred?
Another thing. Yeah, that's a years ago when we did the campaign, when we went to Washington, what have you, is there any prospect for something like that being done again, but from Freedom Law School perspective, where, you know, given the laws that exist now and given that we have a Republican-dominated Congress, wouldn't it be in our best interest to try to get together some of the Republicans that are conservatives who would actually listen to this and perhaps even come up with a bill that would compel these officials to take better notice that, you know, these laws are in place and that they should be following it and at least come up with some kind of a law that would have some kind of penalties for them, you know, ignoring what
Hold
these
on,
laws
Fred.
Are. Which
this is the step five. Write your lawmakers about the law. The more we override them, the better. This is it. There is no other way to go. If they ignore you, in time they won't. You got to pass a law unless you have majority of both houses, House and Senate, and the president signs it, which is not going to happen.
Right.
Because Biden's a communist, and the Senate is controlled by communists. So,
right.
The best thing you have to do is just follow our program. Be sure to get to step five at least. Okay? It's all free. Of the seven steps, the first five steps are free. Do that, and the culmination of the first four steps is step five. Write your lawmakers. All right, Fred?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. All right, Pema. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you for your question. Looks like we're done for this evening, unless there's any more callers with questions. One more time, I'll give out the call number, 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let you know you have a question. On your keypad, press 1, number 657-383-1755. Okay, we have no more callers. Great. Well, folks, I'm glad to be of service. Answering your questions, remember this. It's a famous thing that people suffer for lack of knowledge. And you must seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free, my friend. You'll be free. And all that is on our website at freedomlawschool.org. Take these seven steps to free yourself of virus deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free with a lifetime guarantee. So go through these steps, the videos, watch them, listen to the videos on your drive home to and from work, and then read them, less of it during lunch and dinner time. So with that, thank you for listening. I love y'all. I wish, like you, we could have again, once again, and live and let live, and love and let love world. So educate yourself, share with others. I'll be back with you next Thursday.